quite happily until in the shower in a hotel in Winchester one Thursday evening in December, I found a lump in my groin. Was straight back into the Christie on the Tuesday. They did a needle biopsy there and then. And a week later, I had a diagnosis. There was a lymph node. They called it a lymph node metastasis, though I think there's always a bit of discussion in this circumstance whether it's really a sort of an extended local recurrence or a real metastasis, because lymph nodes aren't often compromised in soft tissue sarcoma. So I went into Christmas and that wonderful Millennium Eve, if you remember it. Boxing Day, I told my three daughters that this cancer had come back and had spread. Now, the two elder ones, the eldest one had graduated and was at work, and she's a scientist. The middle one was actually in her last year at Oxford at that point, and she's a scientist. And the youngest one was 15, and she's no fool either. So we had a long discussion about what this meant. And amidst lots of tears, there was this recognition that this could be, you know, a sign that, you know, maybe in another year or 2 years' time I wouldn't be around. But in the new year, my wife and I sort of began to take grip of this thing. And we began to get a support mechanisms in place. In a sense, I was helped by getting the flu. I was watching with some sense of detachment all the fireworks on the Millennium Eve on the television, coughing, snuffling, feeling horrible in all sorts of ways, and with a raging temperature. And I was due for surgery 3 days later. Well, as you can guess, that surgery happened about 4 weeks later, in actual fact. A block dissection, the iliac and inguinal nodes in my left leg. And, of course, when we talk about long-term side effects, I still have them 8 years later.